the Love Talk Radio. That's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. Amen. This is Pastor Jay. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay, and I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministry, where our prophet and bishop is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. This is at the Changing Your Life Ministry and Life Changing Ministry. We are scheduled every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday school starts at 10, and then every Monday night in the Monday night special, class starts at 7 p.m., and service starts at 8 p.m. in both locations. We are happy to announce tonight is Thursday night, so we're getting ready for a powerful, 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 miracle service tonight. This is our Bible study night, but the mind of God tells a miracle. And because he felt a miracle, he is going to share with you, glory be to God, at this time, a miracle. The miracle that God has given him to share with the body of Christ. I want you to get ready because something awesome is about to happen. Something unheard is about to take place. So get ready for your miracle. Glory to God. I feel a miracle. You know, once the man of God said miracle, I know that something was going to break through. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I want you to be excited with me. All road leads to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where Bishop Hurricane Johnson will be ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your miracle is at hand. Glory to God. This is Pastor Jay. I was talking on Blog Talk until we get put in the service. But we thank God for what is going on right now. We thank God for the move of God. And we thank God for what he's doing in the lives of so many people. Well, I'm coming to you from the Change in Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. The man of God said one word for tonight. Oh, don't forget now, we're having service tonight at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road. And I heard the man of God said one word, and that word is miracle. Oh, my God, miracle. One thing about a miracle, it have no intervention of man. Glory to God. One thing about a miracle, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's gonna when it's going to happen. It has nothing to do with you. It's all divine. Tell somebody it's all divine. It's all God. Oh, my Lord. Listen, tonight, I don't care what you're going through, what you're suffering from, what the doctors say, what your landlord say, whatever said to you. You got to understand this one thing. There's a miracle coming your way on the night. It's at 8 p.m. You cannot miss it. Woman, man, you cannot miss it. You cannot, because there's a prophet in this land. There is a man of God that God is using. There is an anointed man of God that he is using in these days and this season just make it right now. You've got to make plans to get there. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Don't let nothing block you. Don't let nothing stop you from getting into the doors of the Cardiac Marriott. Woman, I feel your miracle. Young man, I heard the man of God say miracle. I heard the prophet say miracle. I heard the bishop say miracle. I heard the preacher, the teacher say miracle. And you got to be there because if he said miracle, that's exactly what's going to happen. So if I were you, I suggest you make plans as of now. You make plans to be there. And I know you've been listening to us every day. But damn it, I stopped by to let you know that this is a day like none other because I heard the man say, miracle! Whoa! Miracle, 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 miracle. Somebody out there needs a divine intervention. Oh, my God. Somebody needs God himself to interfere. Come on, somebody. We used to play a game in the Bahamas, and we used to call it bat ball. Come on, somebody. And sometimes in the running of the game, if something happened, glory be to God, and you're the one that run into the basin, something happened that was illegal. Something illegal happened within the game, meaning that the other team did something illegal. We used to say, interference! We used to shout, interference! And once you shout, interference, that let them know that something is going on that you didn't do. That let them know that whoever is in charge of the game got to now step in, hallelujah, and do something, change things around. I heard somebody saying, interfering. You're telling God right now to interfere. Glory be to God, because you done had your hand in it. You done had your foot in it. You done had your mouth in it. You done had your words in it. Now it's time for God. He's been waiting all the time for you to back over. He's been waiting all the time for you to back up. He's been waiting the whole time for you to catch yourself and realize that you got a God that can do anything but fail. He wanted you to realize, woman of God, he wanted you to realize, young man, that you serve a God that can move mountains. You serve a God that can catch the wind, that can make the world spin, that can pour the sun down, that can make man from the ground. You serve a mighty God. You serve a majestic God. You serve a God that cannot fail. And on tonight, the man of God said miracle. So I don't care what sickness you got, what disease you have. I heard the word of the man of God, Bishop Hurricane Johnson. He said miracle. Glory be to God. God gave it to him, and he's giving it to you. Miracle. So guess what? Don't delay. Don't try to ease up. And that devil's going to try to distract you. But woman, that devil is going to try to kick you off track. But man, I'm telling you right now, with everything that is within me, with my loudest voice, with my Arabo Shande, my most aggressive voice, I'm telling you right now, I'm doing it because there is a need for you to get there. There is a need for you to make your way there tonight. And don't allow nothing to get in your way. Don't allow nothing to push you in a corner, to push you to back up or back out or coming, because your miracle is at hand. Oh, I know you're listening. I know you can hear me. Oh, my God. I'm crying out. I'm crying out because somebody out there needs a miracle. And Bishop Hurricane Johnson has been anointed by God on tonight to do miracles. I'm talking about exceedingly, abundantly, out of ocean there. God is going to give him a special anointing to do more than we can ask him to do. To do more than you ever asked God to do. A miracle is about to happen in your home. A miracle is about to happen concerning your position. A miracle is about to happen it is. It don't care how low it is. Glory be to God. A miracle can walk through doors. A miracle can get into computers. A miracle, Lord of Oshande, can twist and turn things around, can shift things around. I'm talking about a miracle. A miracle can make a diagnose look like they didn't know what they were saying. A miracle will make a physician that is practicing make him look like he don't know what he was saying when you took the test and it came out positive. A miracle will turn it around. I'm talking about a miracle. Yeah, my Lord. A miracle. I don't know but you, but there are some things that is going on in our lives that requires a miracle. And only God can bring forth miracles. So I'm telling you right now, if you need a miracle, and you know if you need a miracle, I want you to don't let this podcast be in vain. I want you, after you hear Pastor Jay voice, to back up, because right now you feel encouraged. I hear you say, girl, I gotta go, because I need a miracle. I need a move of God. I hear you saying within yourself, Pastor Jay, I'm gonna be there, but my God, at EXY, 15:20 a.m., after I come a Block Talk TV, you cannot allow the enemy to stand in the way of you getting to the man of God tonight. You cannot allow anything or anyone stand in the way of you getting to the man of God tonight, because it's going to take you to get there. You get the power to go forward. Remember, it's in you. You get the power, and all things can work together. But you're the one got to put up the guts. You're the one got to get all the tenacity that you need to get there. You're the one that got to press your way. You're the one that got to close your eyes and forget about everything and everyone and come for your miracle. Baby, you're the one got to press. So, and therefore, because of you, if you don't get there, it's on you, because your miracle is at hand. God has already anointed the man of God. He has already given the man of God the words, the prophet, to say to you. He has already showed him who you are. So when you step in the door, you don't have to announce your presence. You don't have to say nothing but have a seat and do what the prophet say do. I'm telling you right now, if you can just get there, everything, every little thing, every big thing is going to be all right. If you can just get there, I'm telling you right now that it's going to work out for your good. That's why the man of God is calling for you. He's summoning you. He's beseeching you to come. That address again is at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is not like none other service that happened yet. I'm telling you right now, this is a new kind of thing that God is doing in the midst of us. Glory be to God. He is literally opening up blinded eyes. He's literally, glory be to God, straightening up limbs that have been crippled. He's literally, glory be to God, drying up cancer. Under the Sunday, he is literally, oh God, under the Sunday, giving you a new heart. He's literally, under the Sunday, building up your faith. So I'm telling you right now, if I were you, I would make ready. If I were you, I would make preparation. If I were you, I would make ready right now to get where the man of God is. I told you, the man of God said miracles. I told you, the prophet said miracle. I told you, the bishop said miracle. I told you that the man of God said miracle. Whatever you would call him, I tried to call him by his name that I would think you would say. But regardless of what name you would call the man of Jericho. Oh, glory be to God awaiting you. And all you got to do is get there. Woman, I'm telling you, right, do not be deceived. Don't let nothing, young man, get in your way. Don't let nothing stand in your way of getting into the doors of the courtyard Marriott on this evening. Now, I have so many other announcements, but oh, my God, it just is pressing me because somebody is tired. Somebody's about to give up. Somebody ain't seeing nothing moving. You ain't seeing nothing shaking. And you think God has forgotten you, but I stopped by to let you know that God has not forgotten you. He knows your name. He heard your prayer. He heard your cry. And now he has given the prophet, he has given the man of God, your miracle. So all you got to do is get there. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is get to the courtyard, Maria. That address again is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That zip code is 33309. Yeah, 33309. I said it right. Listen, you have to get there tonight. Don't allow nothing again to stop you or block you. Don't allow nothing after you hear Pastor Jay's voice no more today. Don't allow nothing in your way. Because right now, I know you're motivated. I know you're encouraged. And you say, I'm going to be there. But oh, my God, you got to keep up that excitement. You got to keep up that tenacity. You have to keep up that aggressiveness. Even after you won't hear my voice on WEXY 1520 no more today, you got to still have the mind to come and get some miracle. All glory be to God. You still got to have the heart that you have right now, that joyous heart, that expecting heart, that heart that is saying, I'm expecting my miracle. Yeah, you got to get there. Yeah, you have to push in the drive right now. But I want you to maintain that after you hear my voice no more. You got to keep that up until you get to the Marriott, the courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Street Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's where your miracle is. That's where the prophet, the bishop, the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson is. And he is going to give you what God has given him. And that's that one word I told you about. Miracle. Oh, my God, I'm excited. I don't know if I took a breath or I took a breather, but let me tell you something. I have to let you know what's going on. Now, that's the tea. That's what they just say. That's the tea, the news for today. Miracle is happening right down at the courtyard Marriott, where Bishop Hurricane Johnson, your prophet, is going to be ministering tonight. And you are going to experience miracles. Tonight is going to hit you. Glory be to God. And you are going to not be the same. You're not going to be the same. The same way you walked in, you're not going to be the same when you go out. Something is going to take place in your life. I'm excited for you, and I want you to know that. So I want you to keep up the momentum. I want you to keep up the drive. I want you to keep up the push. I want you to keep up your aggressiveness. Amen. I want you to keep up your expectancy, because I know I've been telling you about it. Now, I wasn't preaching. I was just giving you the good news about your miracle. And so I want you to keep up. I want you to keep up, glory be to God, the faith that you have right now, hearing my voice, encouraging you to come. I want you to keep that up and get there tonight. Don't allow anything again to block you or stop you from getting there, because there is a miracle awaiting you. Oh, my God. I have so much other announcements to tell you and so much other things to say. But, oh, my, I can't tell you. I can't remember them. All I hear is miracle. All I hear is one word, and that's miracle. And that word miracle have no intervention of man, have no intervention of anybody, anything but God. And so, therefore, you are going to experience something that you probably never experienced before. But if you get there tonight, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. This is not just to hype you up, and this is not to give you false information. This is true. Tell somebody this is true. I'm telling you what I know. Glory be to God. The mind of God for miracles, and that's just what's going to happen tonight. So if I were you, I suggest that you get ready for your miracle. My God, it's going to be like never before. It's going to be like nothing you've ever experienced. It's going to be on a different level. Yeah. Bring that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife. Bring them children. Come on, somebody. Bring your best friend. Yeah, that one. Yeah, him. Bring them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes you might forget these people. You're on their behalf. You come in there, said, on behalf of your husband or your wife, if you can get them there. You come. God can move. Oh, glory be to God. Because of your faith and your obedience, he is going to move on your behalf. You've been praying. You've been touching and agreeing. You've been telling everybody to pray. It seems like nothing happened, man. It is here. It is here. And I'm telling you right now, it is here. All you got to do is get to the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Changing Life Ministry, Life Changing Ministry, is going to be in the house, and we're going to meet you. We're going to greet you. Glory be to God. We're going to greet you. Hallelujah. And we're going to make you feel welcome. You just at the place where broken hearts are mended, and you're going to know that as soon as you reach in the place, you're going to know that you're in the right place at the right time for your miracle. Listen, I got to run. I got to go. But I'm telling you right now, your miracle is waiting for you. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. I'm coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministry, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. And I'm going to leave you with these words, like the bishop, the prophet, the man of God. The Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson always says, hope need not die because help is on the way. See you tonight. And remember, miracles.